Thank you. This is a special meeting of the Public Facilities Committee. Here at the start of the meeting, Alderman Salvucci, Alderman Crossley, Alderman Lappin, Alderman President Lennon, myself, Alderman Schniffer, and our committee clerk, Shauna Sullivan. There are five items before us, so let's get to it. The first item before us this evening is 220-10 Comcast and Mirror Company requesting a grant of location to install 3-inch conduit from a proposed 18-inch by 30-inch vault in the southerly side of Wells Avenue, 100 feet to the entrance of the parking lot at 1 Wells Avenue. And who is here to present this item?
Hi.
Terrific. Would you come sit at the table and introduce yourself, please?
My name is Rick Mayo. I'm with Mirror Company out of Georgetown. We're the prime contractor for Comcast doing the construction for this. It's very simple. The conduit currently runs down Wells Ave in the sidewalk area. All we're proposing to do is set a vault over that, excavate it out, set a vault over the conduit, and right at 1 Wells Ave, right onto the private property. We're talking about a vault in the sidewalk, 10 feet of conduit into the private property, feeding 1 Wells Ave. Here's kind of a little drawing so y'all can see. This is the sidewalk area right here. And then the vault's going right over the conduit that they currently have. And we're going, like I say, about 10 feet.
Okay. Are you aware of the fact that
I gotta Google the rest, man.
This will require a street opening permit?
Yes, I am. In fact, we had gone to get a street opening permit, and that's when we start this process. So normally, whenever we do anything in the public way, it requires a street opening permit. That is correct.
And all of the recommendations that are really conditions that you have to meet in order for this to be?
Absolutely.
Okay. This is not a public hearing, correct?
It is.
No.
It's on the agenda, but it's
public hearing.
Okay.
September
Thank
7th.
You. At this point in time, I'd like to open the public hearing. We were joined by Alderman Danver. Is there any member of the public who would like to speak in favor or in opposition? Hearing none and seeing none, I'll close the public hearing. Cheryl?
Can I see that?
Oh, absolutely.
The Google map?
Because sure.
We put in a crosswalk.
Yes, it's
where is it?
Right here. Basically, we have existing conduit coming down in the sidewalk before his 1 Wells Ave right here. I think it's probably further down. I don't see us impacting anything in the public way except for that sidewalk right there, which we'll restore. Excuse me, sir?
Is it a concrete sidewalk?
No, I believe this is an asphalt sidewalk in this area. We've done a lot of work on Wells Ave for Comcast in the past, and those are asphalt sidewalks. Yes.
Will there be any landscape screening put up around this vault, or?
No, it's just going to be
on the ground, isn't it?
It's in the ground.
Oh, okay.
Basically flush mount.
Okay.
With a cast iron frame and cover, basically.
So
it's going to say CATV on it. Everything will be flush to grade. And the vault is, we're talking 18 inches deep. The conduit's probably about 2 feet deep. But, it's not a large vault. It'll be flat.
John Daglian.
It's supposed to be there.
That is correct.
I don't know where it is.
In fact, if you go down the sidewalk area, there are several. Already in place, going down like 1 Wells Wells Ave.
And how long will that take?
So a day's worth of work, start to finish. With restoration, we'll get a police detail. We'll reroute pedestrian traffic to help them to cross safely down in that area. So
we're joined by Alderman Gentile. We are awaiting the city engineer to hear that hopefully there are no problems associated with this.
Oh, for this item?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. So we're just checking to see if he is here and coming.
So Please, go right ahead.
Service for One Wells Ave, they're looking to get Comcast service into the building right now, which we've already done all the work on the private property with conduit kind of awaiting in anticipation of them being able to get the okay to get service. There are businesses in there looking for Comcast.
He's on his way up. So if we could just wait, literally, hopefully no more than 30 seconds. Yeah. So he will be, any other comments or questions from members of the committee? He did sign off on the well, it's Public Works Department, which of course engineering is part of, signed off on.
Well, we can go ahead and approve it, I guess.
Okay.
I'll move it.
Motion to approve. All those in favor? Thank you. That's 7-0. When he gets here, if you raise a question with him, we can always
move. I have no question with him. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Simply asking if everything was okay.
Yeah, no, it is signed off. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank
you
all.
We intend to bring this out on the floor of the board this evening. So
okay.
With any luck,
excellent.
We'll pass.
Thank you very much.
The next item before us is 221-10 National Grid, requesting a grant of location to install and maintain 70 feet of 4-inch gas main in Great Meadow Road from the existing 4-inch gas main at House 29 Southeasterly to House 41. Welcome. Could you reintroduce yourself?
Good evening. My name is Dennis Regan, and I'm the permit representative for National Grid.
How are you?
Good. Tonight, National Grid respectfully requests your consent to install and maintain approximately 70 feet, more or less, of 4-inch gas main in Great Meadow Road in Newton. From the existing 4-inch gas main at House 29, southeasterly to House 41 for a new gas service.
And who will be paying for this?
The residents paying for it.
Thank you.
This is an existing home that does not have gas and they're looking for heat.
At this point in time, I'd like to open the public hearing. Is there any member of the public who would like to speak in favor or in opposition? Hearing none and seeing none, I will close the public hearing. Questions from members of the committee, Sal?
How many houses does this pipeline go by that don't have gas? The extension I'm talking about now.
We go by one house, but that's not on Great Meadow. It's on Nardone Road.
Are they serviced by gas now? Do you know?
I don't know.
Did anybody ask them if they?
Well, they would have been. They would have been mailed when we. The
abutters which one are we speaking of?
It's going to extend the main, okay, from here to here to catch House 41.
Yeah.
So the only house we're going by would be 35 Nardone Street.
And you don't know whether they want it or not?
Well, they were mailed something by the gas company because they're in a butter.
What would happen in the event that he wanted it after he knows this guy gets it? You have to open the street again?
We'd open the street just to come laterally, if that was the case.
Just to go into it?
Just to come laterally, yes.
Well, I think we should know from this guy whether or not he wants it.
Well,
they say you send him a letter, but we don't have any response from this guy. They're going to open the street. They might as well do the job once.
Well,
to me, it makes sense for him to get it. Does it make sense to you?
Well, we have a resident to pay quite a bit of money to have this main extended. And
this other guy could share in the cost.
That's
probably why you don't want
it. It's already been paid.
They have been notified by us as well in terms of.
Oh, you did send out a notice?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good enough. Okay. All right. Mr. Gagnon, can you join us at the table, please? Do you have any conflict with this?
Any questions you have?
I mean, do you see any problem with this extension? Do you have any questions that we should know about?
22110, Great Meadow Road. Yes, main extension.
There should be really no conflict.
No conflict. That's all I want to hear. Good enough. Thank you.
Any?
Okay,
terrific. Any other comments or questions?
I just have one question. Are the existing drains that are shown on here adequate?
Drains?
Well, that's the water.
This is gas.
I know, but if we're going to be opening the street to do gassing, would we do...
Can't put a drain in the gas line. Can't put it in the same trench.
The excavation.
They're not going to do it anyway.
Okay, any further comments or questions? Those in favor? 7-0. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next item before us, 222-10, Verizon requesting a grant of location to relocate pole 170/19 in Beethoven Road, approximately 15 inches to the north of the existing pole.
15 feet.
Oh, sorry, I was wondering. 15 inches, you would not need to be here. Ms. Prince, sorry. Thank you. Could you identify yourself?
John Callahan from Verizon.
Thank you. And who is paying for the?
The homeowner at 72 Beethoven.
And what are they paying?
They're paying us to move this pole.
And how much are they paying?
I don't have the breakdown. It's roughly probably around $4,000.
$4,000 for a pole. This is Verizon now. This is not.
I understand.
Not the same Paul Gator wants to charge us 15.
I understand. That's why I asked.
That's why she asked the question.
Oh.
There's a request for a pole to be moved, and the city is being asked to pay $15,000 for it. So.
And where is that located?
On Elm Road in Peterville.
$15,000.
Normally, it's between 3 and 4, and that's
right.
No. Sounds like
I'm
a reasonable.
Wait for the wind to knock it over.
Okay, let's get back to this petition. This gentleman does not need to answer to other utilities. I was just curious.
No, it's just that he's got the south side. The south side, that's right. But
what
anyway,
can I say?
I'm just curious as to what you
at this
saying.
Point in time, I would like to open the public hearing. Is there any member of the public who would like to speak in favor or in opposition? Hearing none and seeing none, I will close the public hearing. Anyone have a problem with this?
What's the reason for the move?
They're putting a new driveway in.
A new driveway?
Yes.
This is a new house.
I'm not sure.
This does not wind up in front of anybody else's?
That's a good question.
The others are...
Well, they have been notified because of the...
Now, the new driveway looks like it's gone right to the right of their house.
So it's going close to 89.
But I assume still on the... Well, it would be to...
Do you have a drawing? Yeah.
Well, only this within the...
Yeah, but we don't know where the line is here. That's
right. But it's also not the front of that house.
No,
that's correct.
And those folks were notified, so if there was...
We've got a smaller one on the agenda.
The person whose house it comes closest to was notified about the public hearing. John, do you have any concerns about this? Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve any questions in committee? Motion to approve, Alderman Crossley. Those in favor? 7-0. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming, sir.
Thank you.
And thank you for that tidbit of information. Okay, folks. The next two items are really connected, so that unless there is a concern, I'd be happy to talk about them together as opposed to separately. They are 232-10, Commissioner of Public Works, requesting in accordance with Mass General Law, Chapter 40, Section 15, abandonment of a portion of a 20-foot-wide city drain and sewer assessment in the center of Section 63, Lot 9, Lot 2, which is on Boston College's middle campus, located at the corner of College Road and Beacon Street, and the acceptance of a 20-foot-wide sewer and drain easement located parallel to College Road. At the same time, 233-10, Commissioner of Public Works, requesting acceptance of a sidewalk easement granted by Boston College with a length of 450 feet and an area of 2,053 square feet to be laid out, graded, and accepted as part of the public way known as College Road. John, are you presenting?
Yes.
Thank you.
For the record, I'm John Dagley, an associate city engineer. And currently we have an easement that runs diagonally across the campus. I don't know if you have that plan in front of you or you can look on this colored one. And essentially it takes sanitary sewer and stormwater drainage off of College Road and also off the hill from Comm Ave and directs it through this area, which there used to be an open brook.
Thank you.
Boston College is proposing to build two academic buildings on that site. And at our recommendation and our insistence, we requested that both the sanitary sewer and the drain line be relocated, as shown in the plan developed by their engineer. And essentially, it will take the 36, it's supposed to be a 30-inch reinforced concrete pipe, but it's labeled as 36. It should be redirected through the easement that is highlighted here in pink. That would be the drainage line. And then the green line, which comes about halfway down the street, is brought onto the campus property and then zigzagged across in the green highlighted pipe. So essentially, we're asking to abandon 4,300 square feet of easement and gaining 12,330 square feet of easement.
And the, all of this has been approved by the law department?
I believe so. I haven't had any feedback from them to the opposite. The advantage to our system is that the new sewer pipe will be replacing the existing clay pipe. So we'll have a watertight connection here, and it'll improve the, it'll be less flow towards the wastewater treatment plant. So our recommendation is to approve this in a favorable light, because we're getting brand new pipes for the, both the sanitary sewer and the drain line.
No?
What do we do with the abandoned pipes? Do they just stay there? Or
no, what happens is, during construction, what they have to do is both the sewer and the drain have to stay active. And as they put in the new lines, they'll be tested, pressure tested, and videotaped. Once they pass both inspections, we transfer the flows over to the new lines. Then the old lines would actually come out from the, this manhole where it comes in. We'll be taking this entire length of pipe will be taken out. And also the drain line that runs parallel to that will also be taken out.
So there's two new lines going in, right?
Exactly.
And in time, two old lines coming out. Lenny, do you have a question? Or? Comments, questions, concerns. We have brought out the forces.
Is everybody happy with this?
Forces.
We see if everybody understands this is it.
Oh, yes.
I mean, they're satisfied with this.
Right. And in concert with that, they're going to expand the sidewalk on College Road.
Right.
Because the whole concept of that, those two buildings, is that the main entrance is on the second level where there's a footbridge between the two buildings. And for ADA access and to make that, you know, the, what's a good word? Part of the process of getting to the building. They're going to expand the sidewalk and also add some retaining walls throughout the site to help it more be more attractive and more accessible for both.
Everybody should know, if they're not aware, that this is not coming before the board, that this is coming as an administrative site plan, so that The building of the building, not changing. Correct. What I'm saying is the building of the buildings is not coming before the board. This clearly is. This is in our jurisdiction.
Okay. That has to do with the size of the building, isn't that right? Everything is by right except it's between 10,000 and 20,000 square feet.
Is that the building itself?
No, the threshold is because it's a nonprofit academic school.
Government.
Right. They go on the administrative site plan rather than a special permit.
I'll move.
No. Any further comments or questions? There is a motion to move both?
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. No, I suggested. I don't really see them as separate. So, terrific. Those in favor? 7-0. Thank you. We reported out on the floor of the board.
Thank you.
In a couple of hours. Well, close to an hour.
Let's save some money and see what
it costs. Oh my goodness. Do you plan to get any larger?
Clean up the informed Look at all this paper I have to recycle. Just that one thing. Why are they
Hey, how's it going?
I
I'm having a proposal.